G'day Rockstar, Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Machine, and today I want to just clear up a whole bunch of myths about all of the different ways there are to market your coaching business and generate leads. The truth is there's not hundreds of ways, there's three. Today we're going to talk about each of the three and help you pick one. Cool? Stay tuned, keep it rolling, let's get started. So I was on a coaching call with my black belt clients the other day, and a question came up about, you know, there's just so many different ways I can grow my business, which one should I pick? The truth is there's not hundreds of different ways. If you kind of look at it carefully, there's really three ways to grow your business. There's free, there's paid, and there's partnership. Got that? There's free, there's paid, and there's partnership. Let's kind of quickly break them down. The truth is, to grow your coaching business, you don't need 57 different strategies running. You need one that works. Some people will tell you that one's a dangerous number because what happens if that stops working? Yeah, true. But show me a coach who's got a successful business, and I guarantee you there's one lead generation strategy which generates 90% of their traffic, 90% of their leads, 90% of appointments come from focusing on one thing. What do they say? Focus. Follow one course until successful. Here's what I know about growing a coaching business. If you're doing 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10, God forbid, like a 10 by 10 strategy, some people talk about way to generate leads for your coaching business, you're doing it wrong, because I can guarantee you right now you're not doing any of them enough times and improving enough times to get really, really good. One of the things we do in Black Belt is we pick one traffic source that's going to generate all the leads you need, can easily scale, and we have one customer base that we really, one target market we want to work with, one product that we really want to sell that we can look a prospect in the eye and know that it's going to help them get the results thereafter. We have one conversion tool, whether it's a webinar or a one-on-one or a live event, one of those three, one traffic source, which we're going to talk about today, that can scale. And we do those four things for 1 year. We sharpen and sharpen, we sharpen until we've got a marketing and conversion system that is just epic in terms of you built a kind of a juggernaut that can drive your leads, convert them into clients, and have you rocking without having to be everything to everybody. So let's get back to our topic about our three different ways to generate leads. There's free. If you look about this video right now, it's free. This is authority marketing. One of the core strategies that we run in our business is useful content regularly on the blog, syndicated in a certain way that has this website, coachmarketingmachine.com, be the hub. And the content is then promoted through a whole bunch of the high traffic sites and across the web to bring you back here. So there's free. Second, there's paid. let's just be simple about it, and we call it pay-per-click. It's Google, it's LinkedIn, or it's Facebook, and there your options under paid. What I love about paid is it's so quick, right? Sure, you got to spend some money. free is free, but you got to invest some time. So it's not really free if your time's valuable, and it is. Paid is brilliant because literally you can write an ad today, have it approved tonight, and tomorrow morning be generating leads instantly. It's so measurable. It's brilliant. Thirdly, partnership, joint venturing up or partnering up with other people who have the same kind of clients as you and having them promote you to their list. It's really funny. My journey, I was a huge partnership guy for my first 4 years. We have authority marketing, what we're doing right now, but we also do a ton of paid traffic. Paid is my number one lead generation source. And this free marketing that you're on right now is more about having you come back regularly to the site to kind of take one of the next step actions, on the side of the site here. Does that make sense? So which one should you pick? Well, if you've got a little bit of cash and a market that's clearly defined, paid is the best place to start because it's instant. You can grow your list really quickly, and it's infinitely testable. If you don't want to be doing that, then free, like I'm doing right now, is brilliant. It's a little bit of a slower burn, but it builds incredible momentum. Thirdly, if you're a natural connector, then partnership might be for you. Does that make sense? Free or paid or partnership? Probably not all three. So that's this week's Coach Marketing Tip. Here's your homework. I want you to pick one of the three. Leave me a comment below. Tell me which one you're going to do and why. Any questions you've got about partnership marketing, put them down there as well. So you've got two pieces of homework right now. Number one, if you like this video, click the like button and share it. Number two, scroll to the bottom, leave me a comment about free or paid or partnership. Take good care. I'll see you soon.